This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, January 18th. Well, the cattle market's had a pretty interesting week so far. We have looked at a market that has surged higher, led by the front months, mostly Feb, but some April, and the back months really haven't budged at all. In fact, they've actually moved lower while the front months have moved higher, and that's the live cattle. In feeders, it's a much different story where the front month just continues to kind of fall apart here, whereas the back months are leaking lower, but certainly not to the to the momentum of downside that we see on the Jans. Much of this is based on weather. Of course, we've had a couple big cold events, snow events coming through the Central Plains, through the Midwest, and that was last month. And then it turned warm in late Dece, early Jan, which melted a lot of that snow, created some pretty muddy conditions in the feedlots. Now we have another system coming through. So it's cold, more snow. They're projecting as much as a foot of snow in some of these areas in the Midwest up through the Northeast. So it's creating some significant stress conditions for cattle. They're losing weight, and feedlots just have not been able to market at the pace they normally would have. This has created kind of a vacuum of available numbers for the packers, who obviously coming into the first of the year, we're looking at full kill weeks, and they just have not had enough forward contracted cattle around them to draw on. Normally, their attitude was, we have record numbers on feed, we should have plenty of available to us as we work our way through the winter. But this back-to-back storms without the feedlot conditions improving have created huge disruptions in the marketing pattern. Feedlots, on the other hand, with prices just ratcheting higher and higher through the holidays, they pulled cattle forward as fast as they could. So they're very current, and obviously with weights dropping, they're kind of finding themselves too current, if you will. The weights just, the cattle just aren't heavy enough to move out. And that's, so the packers have had to continue to pay up to get enough numbers around them. Cash markets continuing to push higher. So far, what we've seen this week has been light trade, but it is at higher money. A Fed trade around 125, which is up 2 to 3 from last week. Dress trade around 197, that'd also be up about 2 to 3 from last week. The box beef values yesterday were a bit higher. Choice up 57 cents at 213. Select was up 70 cents at 208. Spreads at 486, movement 129 loads. So average weights, from what we're able to assess, looks like they're around 865 pounds from last week. That would be down 6 from the previous week, and it's down 17 from a year ago. So they're dropping pretty fast, and this is clearly a function of weather. So that's what's supporting the front month live cattle markets. What's hurting the front month feeders is that you're not moving cattle out of the feedlots, and there's just no room for cattle coming out of backgrounding operations. And they're being met with some weaker values in the cash auction yards. That's pressuring the cash index, of course, and that's going to be a drag on the front month futures. The back months are getting pulled lower, but not nearly to the degree as the front month gens. So until the feedlots get caught up, number one, they're not clearing out any pens, and number two, they want those pens to be in much better condition before you put in some calves that are simply not used to that kind of stress. That's going to become just more of a health problem for them. So everything's on hold as far as movement, not everything, but a lot of the movement is on hold, out of feedlots, into feedlots. And so it supports your front month lives, it pressures your front month feeders, and this is kind of a weather-driven event, and eventually this will snap back. We see that in the spreads here, obviously with the Feb gaining huge against the deferreds on the lives. Feeders, the January feeders, have lost over $3 to the deferreds just in the last couple weeks. So this is an aberration in the market, certainly worth taking a look at, but until you get some evidence that, you know, this weather is finally going to subside, the market's probably going to struggle here. Now, the good news is that the forecast had been for the Central Plains to get a big chunk of this snow event. Now it looks like that event's being pushed a bit further to the east. So many of these major feeding areas in the Central Plains could well avoid this major snowstorm and actually see warmer temperatures, which would be huge for them, getting the feedlots in better condition and getting kind of caught up here. But we'll see how this all evolves. That'll be, much of that will be this weekend, so it's right in front of us, and I'm sure the market's going to kind of just play it safe until we get past this time window. So cash trade continuing to firm up. The Boxby values have been firm, at least yesterday. The packers have lost a lot of profitability as they've had to pay up for cattle. Boxbeef hasn't tagged along nearly as aggressively as they've had to pay up. So they're losing much of the profitability that they had enjoyed here just a month ago. But nevertheless, they've still got to move cattle. They still have to slaughter cattle. And it continues to help support the front month cash markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.